This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
On Saturday, July 22nd, turn out or tune in to Wave Farm for a day of percussion at the Marimba Tree in celebration of Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium. Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium will be the 13th installation at Wave Farm's Art Park. And on Saturday, July 22nd, it'll be inaugurated from noon to 6 p.m. with a day of percussionist performances. Those percussionists include Lisa Stoneberg and Leah Bowden, Azuki Legba and special guests, Chris Corsano and Bobby Previtt. And Saturday, July 22nd's performances are part of Upstate Art Weekend, which is at Wave Farm and many other locations. Tune in or turn out to a day of percussion at the Marimba Tree in celebration of Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium, Saturday, July 22nd from noon to 6 p.m. in the Wave Farm Art Park in Acra.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Athens, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from beyond.
I'm Claire. I'm 8, and I'm from Athens.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here to talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And especially bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah. I mean, what else would we do?
If we did not have books to talk about, we would probably die inside and go into a void.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if we didn't have books, we'd probably just be talking about bookish things. I think, oh, did you hear the new book? I mean, my friend is listening to this radio program. Oh, or if we had audiobooks. Imagine if Bound by Books was audiobooks.
Audiobooks are books. So that's fine.
It annoys me so much when people call graphic novels not regular books or not real books.
Yeah, like, oh my god, they are totally real books.
Totally.
They're like graphic novels.
They're more real than audiobooks. I can't believe people would call audiobooks real and comic books not real.
Like, if one of them isn't real, it's going to be audiobooks. I mean, like, it's not like audiobooks aren't real, but real. Like, if one of them wasn't real, I think it'd be audiobooks.
They're all real.
I know.
Everything that involves birds is a real book. And I came up with a character at camp for an art project, and I feel like it could be a good, like, book.
Tell us about it now.
So, basically, it's set in the 2400s, so, like, 400 years from now, and it's this girl named Mina, and she is, like, kind of... Oh, there's this war, this world war, but it's different this time. It's deciding what country will get to leave Earth and go to the new planet that they found in a neighboring solar system, because the Earth is, like, about to end because of global warming. And so Mina seems to be, and the adults are busy, so they make the kids fight. And Mina feels like she's the only one that wants peace. But then she meets this person named Nyx from a...
Nyx?
Nyx from a neighboring country, Canada, in this case, Nyx, N-I-X. And Nyx seems to want the same things as Mina. So they're, like, going through this kind of self-discovery journey and kind of figuring out how them as young people can make change. So... I haven't written the book at all yet, but I just kind of came up with the plot in my head.
I feel like we should, like, I feel like that counts as a bookish thing.
Mm-hmm. Book idea, yeah. Book concept. That's a bookish thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a bookish thing.
I like it.
So, anyways, who would like to get started?
I have a bookish thing. So, I have two books and a bookish thing. So, there was this one camp, like, a long time ago that wasn't a school camp, and it was at another place. And they had this idea for, like, these aliens that look like humans. And one of them, I haven't created a name for them, but one of them has, like, a white cone on their head.
A white tongue on their head?
No, a white cone. A white cone.
Oh, a cone. But you said a white tongue on their head. That went...
And crazy. Another one of them looks like a human too, but has like a nose ring. And they're both aliens. And
humans have nose rings.
What?
Humans can have nose rings.
No, but they're like aliens. They just look like humans. And when they went to Earth, and humans are called Earthlings. And there is this other character who is like a cat, but like a butler, and has like a little mushroom and everything. And he like a little mustache and everything.
He has a mustache?
Yeah.
That is adorable. Is he like, does he have one of those long handlebar mustaches and goes like, your food is served, miss?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
It's like the Mr. Pen.
Could I try to draw that for you?
Yeah, I drew pictures of it.
Ooh, I'd love to see.
More? I think after a loss, I think that I could draw them again. So I'm just going to show my books.
I am a great friend.
It's called I Am a Brave Friend. Baby Piper Bear is a brave friend. And by L-A-U-R-E-N.
And it's a really great book about a capybara, which are actual animals, if you didn't know.
I love them.
Yeah, they're so cute. And yeah.
What does the capybara do in the book?
So this baby capybara is very loud, and they want birds, because all the other capybaras have birds. So they have to figure out a way to get the bird. But there's this surprise at the end, but I'm not going to tell you any spoilers. Anyway.
Yeah, no spoilers. Looks like it's, is it a funny book? It looks like it might be.
It's a funny book. It's a funny book. It's a funny book. Great friend. I am a great friend. Great friend. Great friend.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing your book.
I have another book too.
Oh, great.
My school was studying jazz for a while. So Leo and Deanna Ceylon made this book in pop. Jazz on a Saturday night. It has a CD in the back of it, which I think is pretty cool. And I haven't played it, but it looks like it's in pretty good shape.
So is the idea that you learn about some of the musicians and then hear some of their music?
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you have any favorite jazz artists?
It's like Elephant's Gerald on the mic. And it like rhymes and stuff. Yeah, I don't know who my favorite jazz artist is. I really like Elephant's Gerald. I like that song. It reminds me of like Piggy and Gerald. Because like elephants reminds me of Elephant and Gerald reminds me of Gerald. Like the name Gerald. And that makes it Elephant Gerald. But I like Elephant's Gerald's name.
That's basically like the Mo Willems books.
I like Elephant. Elephant. My dad's a huge jazz geek.
Oh, yeah.
He is John Coltrane's number one fan. My dad is obsessed with John Coltrane. So it's cool.
I like that that book has a CD though. That's pretty neat.
Oh, so like once I had this, speaking of Gerald and Piggy, once I had this big book, I think I read it to you before. Or maybe I didn't. And it had a picture in the back of it. And the picture in the back was really cool. It was like a picture of Mo Williams' friend drawing Elephant Gerald and Piggy saw it, and it like was, which was really cool. It was like one of Mo Williams' friends drawing Gerald and Piggy, but in their own style, and I think it was really cool.
Very cool. Well, thanks for sharing those books. They both sound really very fun and interesting and different from each other.
Yeah, they sound great. And like Emily said, I really love the CD element of the second one.
Oh my god, I have another book. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, so this is Leonardo, Beautiful Dreamer, and my mom's here with me. Well, I've read all these books, and this one called Leonardo, Beautiful Dreamer, and it's all about Leonardo growing up and his life, and it has some pretty cool stuff in it. I really like the illustration. Speaking of illustration, the person who wrote it is Robert Byrd. B-Y-R-D. That's really cool because it talks all about Leonardo growing up and has been some really cool. Here's the cover. That's Leonardo.
Oh, like Leonardo da Vinci?
Leonardo da Vinci. Cool. Who else would it be?
I don't know. There's other Leonardos in the world.
Maybe some other bearded dude named Leonardo. I thought it was Leonardo the dragon, because...
It looked like a dragon on the cover. But it was like Leonardo, one of his flying devices.
Leonardo the dragon. Cool. Love it so much.
If I had a dragon, I would name him Leonardo.
Me too.
I think I might name him Butter, Bubbles, or Leonardo. So Bubbles, his first name would be Leonardo, and his last name would be...
Leonardo Butter Bubbles.
Yes, Leonardo Butter the Bubbles.
The ultimate dragon name.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So moving along, Georgia, what did you want to share today?
Today, I want to share a book that I might have shared already because I got it at my school's book fair in October, which is a while ago. But I've just started reading it now because I remembered that it existed because I saw it on my bookshelf. And it is so good. It's called Slay. And it's by Brittany Morris. And I'm only like a third through. Like I've only read a third of it. But it's really good so far. And it's like, it's got great elements of a book. I'll read the description. By day, 17-year-old Kiera Johnson is an honors student, a math tutor, and one of the only Black kids at Jefferson Academy. But at home, she joins hundreds of thousands of Black gamers who duel worldwide as Nubian personas in the secret multiplayer online role-playing card game Slay. No one knows Kiera is the game developer. Not her friends, not her family, not even her boyfriend Malcolm, who believes video games are a distraction to keep the Black man from being great. But when a teen in Kansas City is murdered over a dispute in the Slay world, news of the game reaches mainstream media, and Slay is labeled a racist, exclusionist, violent hub for thugs and criminals. Even worse, Kiera potentially faces being sued for anti-white discrimination. An anonymous troll infiltrates the game, threatening to harass all the players and take over. Driven to save the only world in which she can be herself, Kiera must preserve her secret identity and harness what it means to be unapologetically Black in a world intimidated by Blackness. But can she protect her game without losing herself in the process? And so that was Slay by Brittany Morris. And I think Slay is so good. Would definitely, definitely, definitely recommend. But I'd say this is a teen, maybe older middle grade. There's some content that's like romantic, but other than that, so far it's appropriate.
I'm pretty sure that's a Battle of the Books book this year. Our library doesn't have a team for this year's Battle of the Books, but a lot of teams.
What's a Battle of Books?
Oh, I did that one year. Well, actually, I did it for like 2 weeks and then I realized I had way too much going on and so I had to quit.
So the Battle of the Books is a program, a summer program that different libraries in our library system participate in. And so different libraries can have a team that they put together and those teams read a set selection of books over the summer and then they do trivia battles against the other teams.
Oh.
And it's super fun.
Wait, they just have names? Like, do
the teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, they often have names. That
what's
they come
your
up with.
Team's name?
We don't have a team this year. We've had some really good teams over the year. Amelia did the Battle of the Books a number of years. It was really fun.
I think that yours should be named the Book Tiger.
The what?
The Book Tiger, like the bookworm, except for the Book Tiger.
Oh, I like that. I like tigers. But yeah, that's one of the Slay by Brittany Morris is one of the teen titles for this year. That's cool. So a bunch of teens throughout the area are going to be reading that book as well. The middle grade, I mean, the teen list looks good too, but the middle grade list looks really good. I've read two of them and then the other ones all sound really good. They're doing New Kid by Jerry Craft, Sal and Gabby Break the Universe by Carlos Hernandez, Greystone Secrets, The Strangers by Margaret Peterson Haddix. We Dream of Space by Aaron Entrada Kelly. Stand Up Yumi Chung by Jessica Kim. And Amari and the Knight Brothers by B.B. Alston. Those are the middle grade selections for this year's battle.
Do you know if any of the libraries near me do Battle of the Books? Because there have been no ads for it, and they usually put up ads for stuff, but I might just be missing it. Is it just like a Columbia County thing?
Well, the one that we would be able to do is a Mid-Hudson Library System one. So it's not just Columbia County, but I don't know if where you live, if they have a Battle of the Books. They might. I'd have to look it up. It's pretty fun, but it's tricky, especially with like busy summer schedules, to field a team that people are going to be able to come together and practice and make all the competitions and make time to read the books.
Yeah, I got a big commitment. I got day camp every day and then sleepaway camp for 1 week, and then I'm going on vacation 2 days after sleepaway camp. So I'm booked. I have one free week. One.
How appropriate for Bound by Books that you're booked.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm booked.
Fully booked.
I need to be booked every summer, and then I'll always be booked.
So while we were talking, our dear friend Fatia joined us. Hi, Fatia.
Hi.
We're glad you made it.
Thanks.
What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share a poem. It's called Nature is Everything. Nature is everywhere. Nature is everywhere you go. Everything that lives and grows is nature. Animals big and small. Nature is plants that grow so tall. Nature is beautiful in every way. Wonderful, exciting, and needs our care. So listen, learn, and do your part to keep nature beautiful forever.
Yay. Great poem. And that is so true, because I think that we really could be like fleeing this planet in 400 years because of global warming. So we need to do what that poem says. Definitely. I mean, if we don't make any change, actually, we are on the track right now. And honestly, it's probably going to happen. This is why we need to act. Tigers are probably going to be extinct by the time, like, if we have kids, by the time our kids are born, or are our age. Tigers.
That's sad.
Gone. Yeah.
Don't like it.
Me either. Trust me.
If I was the president, I would make so many laws about littering and like so many animal sanctuaries.
Yeah, take care of our planet.
Let's get back
to that. It's ours, but.
Not back to the strategy, the sadness. That's all you need.
Thanks for sharing your poem, Fatia.
You're welcome.
Before we go for the day, I wanted to highlight some of our summer programs that we have this year. We hope everyone will join us for our summer reading program kickoff, our Ready for Summer Party, which is going to be on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Half Moon. 5 to 7. Tuesday, July 11th. There's going to be dance music. We're going to be giving away free books and activities, backpacks. There's going to be, for everyone that signs up for the summer reading program, they get a free pizza ticket for a slice of pizza at Half Moon.
Slice? What about a whole pizza?
There'll be some special DJ performances. It's going to be at Half Moon on Front Street.
Oh, I love Half Moon.
What is Half Moon?
It's a bar and pizza place, but we're going there for the pizza. So I guess the adults could go to the bar because it is all ages. So, but we're hoping that if the weather is nice, that we'll be outside, which will be fun.
I thought you were talking about the Jewish sleepaway camp in my town.
Oh, no.
And I was like, interesting place to pick.
Yeah. So not there, but you can find out information about the kickoff party and all of our other programs on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org. Definitely check it out. Our summer reading program is for all ages. We have programs for everyone from babies to seniors. And there's a reading log where if you chart every day that you read, So you don't have to read a certain amount. You just, every day that you read, you mark it off, and then you bring in your little card to the library and you get raffle tickets and you get entered into a raffle for some prizes. So we really want to get as many people of all ages participating in programs and reading this summer. So definitely check out all that we've got to offer on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org, and get ready for a fun summer. I can't believe it's summer
already. Me either. It really doesn't feel like summer, but at the same time, it really does.
I hear you.
Oh, can I tell a joke before we leave?
Of course.
Have I told the angry bartender one yet?
No.
I don't think so.
Tell that one.
So I made this one up. So what did the angry bartender say? Nobody knows, right?
No.
Okay, so the angry bartender said, "This is the last straw." The angry bartender said, "This is the last straw." Get it? Like, this is the last straw. This is the last straw.
This is the last straw we have.
That was the last straw we had, and you wasted it all.
Hilarious. Ooh. All right. Well, on that note, that angry note, we'll wrap it up for the day. Well, we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading
time. Angry reading time.
Angry. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Until then, happy reading.
Bye.